Austrian composer Anton Webern became famous as a member of the Second Viennese School, known for writing atonal music. But as WRTI Susan Lewis reports, an early work, officially premiered decades after Webern's death, shows another side to the 20th century modernist.
Webern's Variations for Orchestra, premiered in 1943, is an example of the kind of spare, atonal music for which the composer became famous. But Webern began his career as a musicologist with a degree in Renaissance music. In 1904, the year before he started his studies with Arnold Schönberg, he wrote the very lush, very tonal tone poem, Im Sommerwind.
He never heard it during his life. He had never had this performed. It was more like an exercise of a youth.
Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
The interesting thing is that he was very proud of this piece and showed it always to his students, his own students, to say, listen, if you want to go and go further without the normal set of harmony and tonality, you have to master the tonality. And this was an example of him mastering it before turning completely 180 degrees.
Webern died in 1945. The score was discovered in 1961 among belongings that had passed to his daughter. The next year, it was premiered at the first International Webern Festival by Eugene Normandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.